to this edition of Test the Students. We'll talk about violence. And we're pretty much trying to see whether violence is an individual thing, biologically conditioned. Huh? I can't hear you. No, I'm just explaining the speech. This is not your test. I hope you didn't interpret that test as a student thing. So individual, biologically conditioned, or rather social. And you have a few names there: Elizabeth Báthory, Teofilo Rojas, serotonin, noradrenaline, and dopamine. The three are neuromediators, neuromediators, or mediator neuronal. And I might also mention the Japanese Yakuza. Heard of it? Okay. And I'm going to start now. Dear colleagues, violence has seemingly always been part of human history. Until not so long ago, violence was a normal presence in everyday life. Violence was the rule rather than the exception. Relationships systematically involved violence at pretty much all levels. Violence was part of human life. It was only with after the dawn of modern civilization that we began to change our views and we began to see violence as abnormal behavior in a certain way. Now, this doesn't really mean that violence has disappeared from our world. The positive development is that to a considerable extent violence is now indirect or only witnessed. It's the kind of violence that television, Hollywood movies constantly feed us with. And we can't seem to get enough of it. It seems like we desire violence. It seems like we have a tremendous appetite for it. Hence the success of violent movies. Now this make-believe violence is just one part of it all, because appalling crimes are still committed, even in today's society. And you probably all remember the case of Baby P that made the headlines recently because a verdict was finally given. But there we saw how an adult could, for extended periods of time, subject an innocent two-year-old to the most incredible kind of physical abuse, which led ultimately to the death of the poor infant. Recent history also presents us with examples of institutionalized violence that defy all logic, and I'm talking about the millions of people murdered by Hitler and Stalin in their respective countries. So the question is violence an individual phenomenon, somehow biologically conditioned, or does it have a social, more general cause? There are indeed examples of individual violence. For instance, Transylvanian Countess Elizabeth Báthory is credited with approximately 650 murders committed until her death in 1614. Actually, it was her character that largely contributed to the myth of the Transylvanian Dracula, because young women would be found drained of their blood in the vicinity of Báthory's estate. But then again, another example is a Colombian gang leader, Teofilo Rojas by his name, who apparently killed almost 600 people between 1948 and 1963. So, could there be a scientific explanation? Are some people genetically violent? Well, at the current moment, all we have to work with are mere hypotheses. Some experts in human genetics say that this gene of violence does exist, and it's basically one and the same with the gene of schizophrenia and the gene of courage. They're all related, and it's a gene located on the 13th human chromosome. But like I said, there are no definitive studies to confirm or deny this. In the United States, on the other hand, studies, behavioral studies roughly, but not only, were conducted over the last decades, and their subjects were rapists, murderers, and arsonists. Now, American biologists looking at these subjects actually identified a deficit in their secretion of serotonin. Also, other neuromediators like noradrenaline and dopamine were present in smaller quantities than normal in the case of these individuals. So it may very well be that a low serotonin level secreted by the brain might be responsible for violent behavior. But in point of fact, the most likely candidate for violence, individual or collective, is the social environment. In nearly 70% of all cases of violent crimes, you can identify social causes behind the behavior of perpetrators. Violence in early childhood, deprivation, an unhappy and unsupportive family environment is more likely to blame. Also, when children who grew up subjected to violent treatment by their parents, who grew up without any kind of parental affection, and then reach adulthood and failed to gain social recognition, they could not get a decent job, they could not get the credit that you normally expect to get in society, they automatically turned to violent behavior. So we could indeed say that the dominant factor behind violent incidents in contemporary society is social rather than biological. And there's one more element that tends to confirm this observation. Because if we count the bodies, if we look at the sheer numbers of the victims of violence, we see that the number of those killed by institutionalized, by socially sanctioned violence, is far greater than the victims of random murders. What modern society has developed are basically criminal environments. Look at the systems devised by Hitler and Stalin. In that particular case, entire countries were built and designed at institutional levels precisely around the idea of state violence. Nazism and communism were intrinsically violent. They postulated openly the physical elimination of all dissident voices. And they pretty much did what they planned to do. Also, nowadays, if we take into account organizations such as the Japanese Yakuza, or the American and Italian mafia, we see there organizations that basically mimic traditional social structures. These criminal organizations have a hierarchy, have leaders, have a code of conduct. They almost have a fundamental charter setting the rules and the guidelines for their actions. But in this particular case, there can definitely be absolutely no talk about a biological factor behind violence. Violence here is clearly a social construct. And apparently we can deal with it by targeting social causes rather than biological ones. So it's society, it's the influence of the media, which plays a significant part, and also, I might say, the consumption of drugs and alcohol. There are probably better explanations for violent behaviors than biological factors, whatever these may be. Thank you.